Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by HouseCallPro.com. I've talked to it ad nauseum about HouseCallPro and how awesome they are, but again, the purpose of this podcast is to make you a better detailer, to make us a better business owner. And so House Call Pro has teamed up with me to help you do that. So you can check out more at housecallpro.com/ADP. If you go through that link, not only does it tell them that you went through me, but I get some credit for it and it works out well for everyone involved. And you get some freebies. So that's cool. So today's episode, you know, I've talked a lot about kind of resetting, going away if you need to. I have a whole video on like taking a weekend getaway, getting away, kind of refreshing, all that. And I was taking my own advice and doing one of those this weekend with my family. And I thought, you know, I was thinking about podcasts and kind of topics to talk about and kind of just brainstorming and researching and thinking and kind of doing all that stuff as I do to create content. And based on the last podcast I put out, kind of my beginning story, and the feedback was great on that, and a lot of you wanted to hear more about kind of how I started and all that, but I wanted to think about one of the things that plagues detailers the most, and it really does happen more so when you're first starting out, and at least in my experience, it kind of wanes off as you get more experience and more confidence and start understanding your clients more, how to handle your clients more, how to run a business more and all that. But, and it's a blessing and a curse kind of all in one. And for those who suffer from OCD, in all honesty, I'll just get it out of the way and reveal the biggest thing plaguing detailers, and then I'll go into explaining why I think it's the biggest thing plaguing detailers for sure. So that is perfectionism, making sure the car is perfect, agonizing over every small detail, pun intended, right? Is really the most common problem plaguing most detailers out there. And like I said, it really plagues most detailers who are just starting out because they're overachievers, right? And I think detailing by nature is we're detail oriented, obviously, right? So we see things that most people don't see, which honestly probably makes you the best detailer in your area, because you are, especially if you're listening to something like a podcast about detailing, you are an overachiever. You are a highly detail-oriented person who sees 90% of things that normal people don't see at all, which is phenomenal. But where I see this hurting a lot of, especially new detailers, some veteran detailers, but I think a lot of veteran detailers have kind of been forced to overcome it and then figured out how to not only manage it, but then apply it in the opportune times, which I'm not saying you shouldn't be detail-oriented as a detailer, you should. But I think it's also a discipline that needs to be regulated. And you only, and this is where I think experience and confidence and time doing the craft comes in. Is it a craft? Is it an art? Is it a skill? We'll leave that debate for some Facebook group. However, I think knowing when to apply a certain level of detail orientation to a car and when to hold back and not go to level 10, and this may be controversial, but it's kind of my experience and my truth, so I want to share that with everyone, considering this is my show. Hello. But you can't go level 10 on every single car if the customer is not paying for you to go level 10. And I think that's where a lot of new detailers get themselves in trouble, and maybe some veteran detailers even as well, is that you go level 10 when that customer is only paying for a level 5, right? And so where you get yourself in trouble is that level 10 takes 10 hours, not 5 hours or whatever, right? I'm using rough numbers just for number's sake. But the point being is that as you gain experience, and I think best advice that I can give to a newbie detailer that may be suffering from this is that you need to learn, you need to kind of adjust that muscle to be able to know when you need to go level 10 and when you need to scale it back and go level 5. And there may be times that a customer does pay for a level 5 and you just over deliver for a level 10 because you just felt like it that day, or you had more time on your schedule, or you really like the person, or they have a ton of cars and you want to capture that account. And so you go level 10 when they only paid for a level 5. But what I'm saying is, in 90% of the situations, the customer may only be paying for a level 5. You need to just stick it to a level 5. Could the seats have come out better? Probably. Could the inner barrels of the rims been cleaned? Probably. Did it need to be clayed, but the customer didn't want it to be clayed and just wanted it to be waxed over, and you explained all the benefits of claying before waxing and the customer just didn't care, don't clay it. Or, what I have begun to learn too is that you can take quote unquote shortcuts. Okay, the customer doesn't want to pay for a clay, but you know what? I'm just going to throw some iron remover on it because one, it's not very labor intensive. The chemical is doing the work, and I know it's going to make the wax or sealant bond better to the paint. And so I'm going to do that. Just like, putting on down a spray sealant instead of a paste wax, you're giving your customer a better product that is less time consuming for you, less labor intensive. And to try to sometimes go through and explain that to the customer, a lot of times in my experience, the customer just wants their quote unquote traditional wax. And so I roll with it. Okay, you want the traditional wax. Now I will go back and give them a better product that is less labor intensive for me to apply with less problems, because I'm confident knowing that I'm over delivering, even though the customer may not understand that even after explaining it. But I think it's a really big problem in our industry, and again, especially with newbie detailers, but sometimes with veteran detailers too. And I totally get sucked into it too. And the biggest fear is that another detailer may see your work and may pick apart your work and may go on and on to that client about all the spots you missed or didn't miss or what have you. And then if that customer comes back to you and says, why didn't you do this, and this, this other detailer said that, you should have done this, blah, 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 blah. That to me is honestly a fairy tale that never happens, because the majority of well-paying clients just want their car cleaned. And us as detailers, being perfectionists, being over-the-top people in general, we tend to overthink it. And so what I hope that this podcast serves as some encouragement to try to not overthink it, but try to, if you're going to go over the top on anything, over communicate with your client about the services that they want, that they're willing to pay for, that you can offer that fit within their budget, and then exactly what they're going to get for that. And again, I know this episode was sponsored by House Call Pro, and that's what I love about having, whether it's House Call Pro or whether it's just notes on your phone, having a well-detailed documentation about the communication that you're having with your clients, including pictures, intake forms that the customer signs off on approval for, that clearly lay out what they're going to get, what they may not be getting or are not getting in this service, and that the client agrees to that with documentation and with how much it's going to cost, is paramount. And I think the more and more you kind of flex this muscle, or not flex it, but kind of work this muscle out where you're communicating with your client on what they want, what they don't want, how much that's going to cost, and being able to really mentally, for the detailer, to step back and say, you know what, they're not paying for that, or that car's too far gone. I can't fix that no matter how much extracting, scrubbing, wiping I do. I just won't be able to achieve that level for that price. And so, again, I really just hope this podcast serves. I'm sure there's a million other things that I could talk about on this subject, but as I was kind of reflecting this weekend and trying to strategize tips and tricks and stuff to talk about, this one really came forefront of my head, because it's what a lot of detailers reach out to me about. Is like, hey man, I spent 8 hours on this car, but the customer only paid me $120. Like, how could I speed this up? Or, you know, what do I need to do? You can't operate like that forever. And so, if you are struggling with that and you really do want to over deliver all the time, which I commend you for, figure out little hacks that you can do, kind of like the clay bar example that I just gave, that help you deliver that result to the customer without spending a ton of time. So another problem area people have are rims and tires, right? Cleaning them. And some, I've heard of guys spending hours on a single rim to get it perfect when I know that they could have just used hydrofluoric acid in the correct manner with proper protection on a nasty rim and done that same service or gotten the same result in 2 minutes that they did in an hour and a half working on that rim. So really start investigating tips and tricks, and maybe that will lead into some other things that I'll talk about, some tips and tricks to get faster and being able to deliver that over the top result in a quicker manner or a faster manner. Therefore, still being able to be super detail oriented, but in a timely manner. So I hope that helps you guys. I hope that is clear and came off right. And if you do have any questions, post them up in the comments below this podcast. Write in. Of course, I try to get back to everyone as I can. And don't forget housecallpro.com/ADP. We'll get you squared away there. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. See ya.